Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Shani of Vayera, we have the genealogy of Aaron and Moshe in particular, but to set that up, we don't want to skip over and insult, Reuven and Shimon. For Rashi quotes a day in the Medrash that, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, had it rough at the end of Yaakov's life. There's sort of a klala. So this is, in some sense, tashlumin for that. The Ramban says it wouldn't be ra'oi to just, skip over them, so... we're trying to get to, Toldos Aaron and Moshe, but it's important to set that up, chronologically, on the basis of, the Shiftei Ka. So, after, we have this, we have the famous formulation, Hu Aaron and Moshe, Rashi's very celebrated comment, Shkulin Ka'achas, not that Aaron was the Navi that Moshe was, but that they were a perfect tandem, they each maximized their potential. Hu Aaron and Moshe, Asher Amar Adonai Lahem, Hotzios Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tzivosam, Heim Hamedaber, Mel Parah Melech Hashem, Hotzios Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Hu Moshe, V'Aharon. So the Sforno notes that there's a kind of a dual formulation here, right? Heim Hamedabrim, El Parah Melech Mitzrayim, follows Asher Amar Lahem, Asher Amar Hashem Lahem, Hotzios Bnei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Al Tzivosam. So the Sforno comments that there were kind of, there's a certain duality in their responsibility. So we make this point and then get to the major point that I want to make. So, Hu Aaron and Moshe, Avila Nichbadim Mikol Beis Avosam, Heim and Hashem Shebedin, Biroi Amar Lahem, Amar Hashem Lahem Otsias Bnei Yisrael, Ki Ayiru Udiyum Lios Divreyem Nishma Emeitzel Kol Yisrael. They had status where the Jewish people, should respect them and should be, Mekabel, what they have to say. Heim Hamidabrim El Paro Motsayim. So Sforno continues, Heim Hayiruyim Adab the Faro Dios Nishmoim Mimenu. So this is not the same thing, right? The Sforno isn't just saying, look, these are very, Bakavadik people, so Klal Yisrael is going to listen and, Paro is going to listen. But obviously, the kind of person that Paro respects is not the kind of person that necessarily Klal Yisrael will listen to, right? Very often, right, in the Lahavdil Al Falfi Havdalos, in the political realm, there are things that are said for domestic consumption. There are things that are said for international consumption. But the chashivas of Moshe and Aaron was such that internally, and as far as Klal Yisrael was concerned, they were ru'uyim li'os divrayim nishma'im etzel kol Yisrael. But internationally as well, heim hayu ru'uyim l'daber l'parov li'os nishma'im mimenu. So what the Sforno is suggesting, I think, is a very, very important idea. There are certain people who are, nechshav to the base, so to speak, to the insiders. They have a certain status, within the people, and people listen to them. But klapei chutz, they're nobody. And then vice versa, there are people who are, nechshav klapei chutz. You see this all the time, it's like, rabbinical leadership. There are those, who are nechshav to people who are, learning and yodei sefer. And then there are people who are nechshav klapei chutz, and they each have their role. That they're people of great eloquence, people of great station. They present themselves in a certain manner. The truth is that this isn't lignai. This is both are necessary. But to find individuals who klapei chutz and klapei pnim, right, ru'uyim li'os divrayim nishmoyim etzel kol Yisrael, to have that inner credibility, and then also heim ayu ru'uyim l'daber l'parov li'os nishmoyim menu, can make a great impression on the international stage. The very distinctive skill sets, profiles, persona, right, and that's what we're saying according to this Sforno, that they have this remarkable duality to them, where they have status and standing and gravitas, klapei pnim and klapei chutz, even though typically, those are very different kinds of roles, different kinds of people, different kinds of skill sets. The internal fraternity is looking for different things than, people who are necessarily, outside of the group, and, will be impressed by different kinds of things. So that's, a very fascinating duality that the Sforno wants to develop. One further heyara here. So, Asher Hashem Amar Lahem Otzios Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al Tzivosam. So the Sforno notes, Kol Kahal Im Piratav Yachtav. That they have to take out all Klal Yisrael, of course. But Al Tzivosam is a reference to the Prat. That is to say that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened this is obviously happening simultaneously, but it happens at multiple levels. It's all of Klal Yisrael being taken out, but also every Prat, every Yachid, And here, Pratav is Lashon Rabim. It's not just every Yachid, but every Mishpacha, every Beis Av, every Shevet. There was Geula at so many different Madregos, at so many different levels. So it wasn't just a national redemption, but each individual and each family, each extended family, each Shevet, each one went through a metamorphosis in the process of Geula. Each one, right, could be nigal, each individual to fulfill his potential, each family to fulfill the family unit's potential, each base av, right, selaves avos, selabayas, to fulfill its potential, each sheva to fulfill its unique destiny. Geula wasn't just so that, you know, a nation of avadim could be a mlachas konim v'goy kadosh, but that each prat, each individual madrega within the nation could fulfill its potential as well, is a very significant, you know, facets. So really two, you know, critical ideas in the Sfarno. The one is relating to the status of Moshe and Aaron, that Klapei Chutz and Klapei Pnim, they had the Chashivos Lios Nishmaim, and you'll rarely find that somebody who's Nechshav, let's say, to be a massive Talmud Chacham Klapei Pnim, but also, you know, a viable spokesperson for Klal Yisrael Klapei Chutz, is very, very rarely, you know, comes together. In terms of the different skill sets that it draws on. And then secondly, right, Al Tzivosam, the Geula of the Klal, as well as the Geula of the Prat, right, that's the Sfarno's contribution to Asher Amar Hashem Lahem Otzivu Es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al Tzivosam, the Klal and the Prat, Kol Kahal, Im Pratav Yachdav.